재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some of the headlines on this day in history. Now today it is finally Friday. That's right, it is June 19th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 6월 19일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? What do you guys think came out today? I'll give you a hint. It was out in 1994, which feels like not that long ago, but it is quite long ago now. And this one here is about something that my 작가님 has never seen before, which is the beep-bees. I'm going to let you guys guess what a beep-bee is. We have mentioned it here. So I'll read it in Korean, and then I'll switch it on over into English. Now, the Korean says,
공연장 삐삐 휴대폰 소음 공해 심각. 공연장 삐삐 휴대폰 소음 공해 심각.
So, if you guys know, this here, the 공연장 is the term for like a performance hall, or I guess I would say theater, I guess. A theater or performance hall, concert hall, I guess is fine as well. And this beepy is the term for those old pagers or beepers that we used to have back in the 90s that I'm definitely sure my dad had like two of them before we got rid of them. Those beepies and 휴대폰 is the same thing as a cell phone. It's your hand phone, you know, whatever, your mobile phone. And so we're talking about how pagers and phone is causing noise pollution at these performance halls, at these theaters. And it's a serious problem. And the reason we know that is because noise pollution is 소음 공해. 소음 공해. And that's because 소음 is like the term for noise and 공해 is the term for pollution. So you just smoosh those together and you get noise pollution. But the reason we know it's serious is that last word in that headline where it says 심각. 심각. And that means it's like a serious problem here. This is serious. So we'd often say like 심각한 문제, which is like a serious problem. Or like why, you know, like I'm thinking of the Joker right now. Why so serious? I can't do a guy's voice, but like why so serious? You could be like, oh, wait, okay, 심각해. Like, why are you so serious? Don't be so serious. Why are you so serious right now? So that is what that word means here. But you know, it's really interesting for me because I feel like that turning off your phones is kind of a like an obvious sort of thing. Is that just me that thinks that way? 뭐 지금은 공연을 즐길 때 당연한 것이지만 1994년에는 뭐 무선 호출기가 뭐 가지고 다니는 문화가 시작될 때라 뭐 이런 어려움이 있었네요. I really didn't think about that. That kind of was like one of those things. But I'm curious, maybe have you guys ever had that sort of situation where your phone goes off? 뭐 여러분도 혹시 삐삐나 뭐 휴대폰이 공연장에서 뭐 잘못 울리는 적이 있나요? Do you guys have that as well? I don't. Can I point myself out? I've never had that. I had been in musical when I was in high school and college, and I know how awful it is for that to go off, so I always would check it. But my best friend had her phone go off. We were watching a musical in Chicago and her phone went off and it was so loud and we couldn't find the phone. I was so embarrassed. Oh my gosh, it was awful. But, you know, I'm curious if any of you had any fun sort of stories that you want to share with me. I would love to hear them. Please feel free to leave some comments on our TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. 아니면 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013으로 DM 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. But now, let's take a listen to IU's Beep Beep.
Hi there, 인사해요, 즐거워. 취직해요, 서른 없이 주변 사양할게요. Back, back off, 이대로 좋아요. Balance, balance, it's me.
한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You are listening to Headline Korean, where I am going to summarize and explain all the hot issues going on here in Korea these days. But I'm also going to break them down, give you those key words, those key phrases, everything else you might need to know in order to understand these headlines. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is about something I love so much and I miss tremendously. It is the beach. Yes, of course, we all can't go these days. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 해수욕장과 관련된 내용이네요. So, I feel like you guys will all bond with me over this and have your own opinions. So, please let me know what you think of our next headline. I'll read it in Korean and then I will switch it on over into English. So, let's take a look at this here. It says,
정부 해수욕장 사전 예약제 첫 도입. 붐비면 인터넷으로 공지.
So the 정부 and 해수욕장 here, it's saying the government is introducing for the beaches here a pre-booking system. And it's the first pre-booking system here. And so it's saying there's this announcement on the internet for when it's crowded as well. And the reason we know all this information from this headline here is first we're talking about the beaches, which is the 해수욕장. And you might be saying to yourself, wait a second, Kayla, I learned that 해변 is the word for beach. And you are also right. We do have 해변 and we do have 해수욕장 as well. Both mean beach. You could also probably hear the word seaside, which would usually be just going to the sea, 바다. So you'll hear these terms often used. I would say I more commonly hear 해수욕장, but maybe that's just me personally. But anyway, we're talking about how there is like this advance system being this pre-booking system that's being put into place. And the reason we know that is because they have the 사전 예약제. 사전 예약제. And that 예약 is taking the word for booking or reserving something, and you're adding it to 제도, which is the word for system, and just smooshing that together to make 예약제, which is like a booking system. But because we add 사전, which is not dictionary in this term, 사전 here means like beforehand, advance, in advance. So 사전 예약제is the term for that advanced booking system. I love Korean. It's so easy to break down. And finally, probably my favorite word in the whole headline comes from the word 붐비다. 붐비다. And that's just because it sounds fun to me. But what 붐비다 means, it means to be crowded. 붐비다. And so here it's saying 붐비면 인터넷으로 공지. And so there is kind of saying that there's going to be an announcement on the internet for when it's crowded. And so what this whole headline is talking about is how the government here is going to be introducing this pre-booking system. First time ever. Pretty exciting. It's from the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. They're going to do these test runs on about 14 or so different beaches all around 전라남도, which will be like the Yeosu, Mokpo, Shinan area. It's a really great area. I go there as often as I can. But basically, people will have to make reservations. Like, they'll have to go to this website called 바다여행, and they'll have to make these reservations in advance, which is really new. I don't know. It's just kind of a different sort of system, in my opinion. But these beaches are usually open like July 10th to August 30th. And you know, they're not always the most crowded. But here they're just saying in case it gets crowded, we want to have these reservations so we don't have any problems in terms of COVID-19, overcrowding at beaches, things like that. Which I think, I can't say for sure if it's a good or bad thing. I can only say that we gotta see if it works. Hopefully it'll work and hopefully it'll prevent any sort of spread of COVID-19. But also they're going to be providing a real-time beach congestion light sort of thing where if there is, you know, not too crowded of a place, it'll be green. But as soon as it's up to like 200% more people, they're going to flash it to red and say that it's overcrowded, can't deal with that. So I'm curious if you guys have any sort of thoughts on this system, if you want to kind of chime in and tell me what you think. 네, 이 시스템에 대해 어떻게 생각하시나요? 샵1013으로 50원의 문자를 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 남겨주세요. But now, let's take a listen to The Chainsmokers, Beach House.
Yeah. woke up on the west side, listening to beach house, taking my time. She's just my time.